Revelations of God's Will, November 23. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. We are safe if we do the will of our heavenly Father. See, the entire dependence of the Son on the Father was shown in the words, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. Mark the implicit obedience in the words, for what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. No less entire is to be our dependence on Christ, and no less implicit our obedience. Christ's words regarding this matter are definite. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. It was in our behalf that Christ came to this world to make known the will of his Father, and to show human beings what they must become before they can stand before God in the heavenly courts. It is our work to obey God, to learn and obey the laws of his kingdom. God chose Israel to be his people, and by his mighty power he delivered them from Egyptian bondage. The Egyptians saw and felt the scourging of God. The whole land bore evidence to the power of him who ruleth in the heavens. All Egypt was desolated before Pharaoh would submit to God's will. Thus God worked to lead his people in all future ages to magnify his power and to look to him as the supreme ruler. The Son of God, enshrouded in the pillar of cloud, was the leader of the children of Israel, overseeing every phase of their experience. He educated and disciplined them, often testing their faith. Fleeing from Pharaoh's host, they found themselves at one time hemmed in by inaccessible mountains, with the Red Sea before them and the enemy following hard after. The command came, "Go forward," and as they obeyed, the waters parted before them. In their journey through the wilderness, the Israelites were led and protected by the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. Moses, the visible leader of the Israelites, was admitted into the secret councils of the Most High. The people were given evidence that Moses did indeed talk with God, receiving from him the instruction given them. God's divine philosophy is revealed in the experience of Israel, chosen by him from all nations to be his peculiar people. From his dealing with them we learn that he must be obeyed, that those who are determined to exalt themselves must be blotted out. To dear Sister Hall.